Hachette Audio presents The Monster of Florence, written by Douglas Preston with Mario Spezzi, read by Dennis Boutsakaris, featuring a special conversation with Douglas Preston. Introduction. In 1969, the year men landed on the moon, I spent an unforgettable summer in Italy. I was 13. Our family rented a villa on the Tuscan coast, perched on a limestone promontory above the Mediterranean. My two brothers and I spent the summer hanging around an archaeological dig and swimming at a little beach in the shadow of a 15th-century castle called Puccini's Tower, where the composer wrote Turandot. We cooked octopus on the beach, snorkeled among the reefs, and collected ancient Roman tesserae from the eroding shoreline. In a nearby chicken coop, I found the rim of a Roman amphora, 2,000 years old, stamped with an SES and a picture of a trident, which the archaeologists told me had been manufactured by the Cestius family, one of the richest mercantile families of the early Roman Republic. In a stinking bar, to the flickering glow of an old black-and-white television set, we watched Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon while the place erupted in pandemonium, the longshoremen and fishermen hugging and kissing each other, tears streaming down their rough faces, crying, "Viva l'America! Viva l'America!" From that summer on, I knew that I wanted to live in Italy. I grew up to become a journalist and writer of murder mysteries. In 1999, I returned to Italy on assignment for the New Yorker magazine, writing an article about the mysterious artist Masaccio, who launched the Renaissance with his commanding frescoes in the Brancacci Chapel in Florence, and then died at 26, allegedly poisoned. One cold February night, in my hotel room in Florence overlooking the Arno River, I called my wife, Christine, waking her at 6 in the morning, and asked her what she thought of the idea of moving to Florence. She said yes. The next morning I called a real estate agency and began looking at apartments, and in 2 days I had rented the top floor of a 15th-century palazzo and put down a deposit. As a writer, I could live anywhere. Why not Florence? As I wandered around Florence that cold week in February, I started to plot the murder mystery I would write when we moved there. It would be set in Florence and involve a lost painting of Masaccio. We moved to Italy. We arrived on August 1st, 2000, Christine and I, with our two children, Isaac and Alethea, aged...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?